Welcome to the weekly mini Parsha series. This is a weekly Parsha Shir, a short one that will be going from this week until the end of the summer break, till the end of January. After which we'll just resume our regular Parsha Shir. But this is to keep us learning throughout the summer, as I'm going away this week, and then we have, of course, December and January, and learning never ends, so we just need to keep learning. So therefore, we're going to post this weekly mini Parsha Shir. This week's Parsha is Vayetze. The Torah tells us that at the end of last week's Parsha, when Esav was angry that the brachas had been stolen from him and he plotted to kill Yaakov, Rivka realized that and she sent Yaakov away. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shava, vayelech charona, the Pasuk says. Yaakov Avinu went out of Be'er Sheva and he went towards Choron, where his uncle Lavan was and his family members and so on, where he was going to also look for a shidduch and set up a family. So just to begin with the famous idea that the Mefarshim asked, why was it necessary to say the word Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva? We already know from last week's Parsha that he was in Be'er Sheva, he was with his parents, Yitzchak and Rivka, and he left from Be'er Sheva. And last week, the Torah interrupted for a moment to talk about Esav marrying the daughter of Yishmael and so on. But we're back to the story. And of course, Yaakov is on the way to Haran. But why is it necessary to say he went out of Haran? Says Rashi, that to teach us that when a tzaddik is in a place, the tzaddik is the glory and the respect and the importance of that place. But when the tzaddik leaves a city, then pono hoido, pono zivo, pono hadora, that splendor, that respect, that honor goes away. The tzaddik leaves a vacuum. That's what Rashi says. The Kli Yochar gives a various different explanations. But one thing he says is interesting. We don't find this idea until Yaakov. We have other places where we say that Avraham Avinu left and Yitzchak left a city to go to a different city, whatever the case is. We don't find this emphasis elsewhere. And he says a very beautiful idea. He says simply, this that we say that the tzaddik leaves a vacuum and he takes away a certain shine, a certain light from the place that he left, this is true, but can only be really appreciated when there's someone left in the city to actually appreciate it. This was kind of the first time that a tzaddik left a city and there were tzaddikim still left in the city. In this case, Yitzchak and Rivka. Yaakov left to Be'er Sheva, but Yitzchak and Rivka still remained. And therefore, they were able to appreciate the vacuum that Yaakov left. And therefore, we have this emphasis that when a tzaddik goes out, his emptiness, the vacuum that he left, is very well noticed. We find it dafka by Yaakov. But on a deeper level, we need to look at this pasuk a bit differently and understand that this pasuk is really the journey of every yid, every neshama. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva, as the Mefarshim tell us. Be'er Sheva is a symbol, it represents a very high madrega. Just like the neshama comes down from Shamayim, comes down from a very high madrega to come into the body. So every yid, like Yaakov, he leaves Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is a well, it's water. Sheva is from the expression of Shavua, being, which means an oath, but it also means the idea of being saturated, Saveya, filled with Kedusha. And Yaakov leaves that environment of Kedusha. Where does he go? Vayelech Haran, he goes to Haran. We are taught that Haran was called Haran because it's the idea of Haroin Afshol Mokum. It's the place of anger. Anger because of its negativity, its toxicity, its negativity that was there in Haran with all the evil people. And that's where Yaakov goes, and that's where every Yid happens to every Yid. The Neshama travels down from Be'er Sheva, from a very high and lofty place, and goes to Haran, goes to this world, a place of concealment, a place of darkness, trapped in the body. And yet, what happened to Yaakov? What happened to Yaakov in Haran? He didn't only survive, but he thrived. He actually established Klal Yisrael. He had 11 out of the 12 Shvatim and Dina. So the whole family that became the father of the tribes of the Bnei Yisrael all happened in Haran. And similarly, a neshama has to know when we come down to this world, We're here not to survive. We're here to thrive. We're here to make a dwelling place for Hashem. We're here to accomplish a connection to Hashem that cannot be accomplished in the higher worlds. It's specifically here that God gives us the mitzvahs, gives us the Torah, and He gives us an opportunity to elevate the world around us, to bring light into the darkness, and to elevate ourselves down the Shema to a much, much higher madrega than we were before. And how did Yaakov do this? How did Yaakov do it? What's the spiritual secret for not only surviving, but for thriving in Haran? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves. We find ourselves in Haran. How do we survive? Not only survive, how do we thrive? Two things, perhaps. One is, we learn from Rashi that before Yaakov went to Haran, he stopped over. He stopped over in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever for 14 years. To survive in this world, we need a foundation. We need to make sure we learn Torah. Whenever we can, when we're younger, we need to spend a lot of time in yeshiva. But even afterwards, before every day, we need to study. We need to have a shir. We have to have a chavrusa. We have to go and we have to learn Torah so we can be fortified and strengthened to navigate the complications and the darkness of this world, not only to survive, but to thrive. Secondly, we find the famous Medrash that says that Yaakov, what did he do? What do you do in Haran? What do you do in the long, cold nights? As the Medrash puts it. So one opinion of the Medrash is that he said the 15 chapters of the Shir HaMalos. What's the significance of the 15 chapters of the Shir HaMalos? They're very powerful chapters of Tehillim. What's the symbolism of the number 15 and why specifically these prokim and so on? The answer is because the number 15 is very important. It represents the time that the Ovos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov existed together. There were 15 years where Avraham Avinu was alive until he passed away when Yaakov and Esav turned 15. So therefore, 15 years, the three Ovos were together. Now we know that the three Ovos represents three different types of personalities. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevurah, and Yaakov is Tiferes. And the key to spiritual success, that even though we might each have our different personalities, good personalities, but nevertheless a specific personality, in order to grow, in order to really serve Hashem, we need to be able to go beyond ourselves, and we need to sometimes embrace that part of our personality that is not our natural personality. Those people with lots of chesed need to understand that sometimes they have to entertain gevura, strength and discipline. Those who are gevura need to be chesed, and tiferes brings them together, and so on. We have to be able to grow beyond our default disposition. To survive in this world, we need to know when to love and when to be intolerant of evil. We need to know when to be soft and flexible and when to be firm in our convictions and our values. Chesed and Gevurah must work together, and that's for Yaakov understood this, and he said the 15 chapters of Shir HaMalos, incorporating the neshama of both Avraham, Yitzchak, and his own Yaakov, all together, to work together to ensure true growth and true connection and true survival in the face of darkness, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the secret. So we have to know, we have to be ready for two things, to constantly fortify ourselves with experiences of Kedusha, like learning Torah and davening and so on, just like Yaakov did before he went there. And also to understand that sometimes we are called upon to do things that are difficult. We have to rise to the occasion and grow beyond our personality. And that's the way we establish greatness, even in a place like Haran, just like Yaakov did. Have a wonderful day and a very good Shabbos.